Blog Talk Radio.
Just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we thank you for taking out the time of your evening to be a part of this interactive Bible ministry. Amen. As we move forward, it's just amazing how when it's time to pray or anything that we have to do, for the Lord, you know, there's always a problem. There's a problem. Internet connection, so on and so forth. I just find it really, really interesting, you know, and I just know that the devil is a liar and, you know, he cannot steal our joy. Amen, amen, amen. I thank each and every one of you for praying. When we're not on, you know, there's some type of problem that's going on, internet problem, so on and so forth. So I do thank you for praying when we see a problem occurring. Amen, and that's what the saints do. We come together and we pray concerning situations. Amen, God takes over and it always works out. So I thank God for being that type of God, you know, who is always on time. So we do give honor and glory to God for that. As we move forward, for those of you who are calling by internet, we are an interactive Bible ministry. If you would like to call in and participate, you can call in at 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you can hit the number one. Oftentimes, I'll leave the mic open depending on if the speaker asks me to close it. You know, the mics, I'll open them up. But if they're closed and we cannot hear you, hit the number one and you will be connected. A question mark comes up and it lets us know on this end that you would like, you have something to say. Amen. We also like to let you know that as we are going through this, you can go to the archives and you can listen to this message shared with a friend, family, amen, even a foe. You know, the word, you know, it's a two-edged sword, and, you know, when you start talking or proclaiming the gospel, it can cut deep, amen, and people have been saved simply because it hit home, amen. They felt it, and God spoke to them, and they opened up and received God. So that's the beauty of the word of God. Amen, amen, amen. So you can go to the archives and you go to Blog Talk Radio and you would type in We Can Begin Again and you can hear any one of the 400 or some odd messages. We have an era, which we started on our end, was sending out a text and we had Pastor Dawn Mixon. And it is not Pastor Dawn Mixon, it is Pastor Rose Dixon. Amen. So don't get it twisted, amen. Don't let those names twist you up, amen. So we have Pastor Rose Dixon who will be speaking to us this evening, sharing a word from the Lord. For those of you who have never been on before, she is a regular on the second Wednesday of every week, and we always look forward to what God has placed on our heart to share with the body of Christ. So on that, we are going to move out of the way, and, you know, the next voice you're going to hear is, you know, she's going to have prayer, and we're going to move forward, the Lord says so. Amen. Pastor Dixon, are you there?
Yes, bless the Lord. I'm here. Amen. Dr. Clay.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you. You was kind of low at first, but you're clearer now. You're louder now. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen, amen. I got my Bluetooth on today, amen. So I try to project even more as I talk tonight.
I was saying earlier, it's amazing, you know, when it's time to share the word of God, you know, the enemy, you know, tries to come in and break everything up, you know. But I thank God that he has alerted us, you know, to the tricks of the enemy, and we go in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank the Lord on tonight for another opportunity to give you a word on today, teaching word on tonight. Amen. Before we go, we're just going to pray. Lord God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. We thank you, God, for who you are in our lives on today. God, we ask, Lord God, allow this word to be a life-changing word on today, God. And we come against anything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you push back the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Devil, you have no control over this in the name of Jesus. Not in the internet, not the phone calls, in the name of the word will go out in the name of Jesus. We will spread the news, the good news, hallelujah, to God's people in the name. So, devil, you can't stop anything that we're doing in God in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for making way out of no ways today, God. We thank you for the airway, God, that we are able to speak, hallelujah, through social media, through phone calls. Hallelujah, through internet, God. We thank you for those opportunities, Lord God, that I could go into homes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and give a word to someone that's just sitting in their homes tonight, in the name of Jesus, God, that the word is going to them, in the name of Jesus. A life-changing word is going to the house today, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for the word, that the word will travel. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, through the airways, hallelujah, through the earth, friend, God. So we thank you for the word traveling, hallelujah, to the ears, God, of your people, to the ears of your people, God, in the name of Jesus, to every ear gate, God, hallelujah. Clear the ear gates right now, Lord God, that people can hear what you're about to say in this season, in this hour for their lives, Lord God, as you give instruction, God, and you commission the people, hallelujah, to do the will of the Lord tonight. So, God, we ask, God, take the cottons out of the ears out of your people tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Take the wax out of the ears of your people that they can hear clearly, God, about whatever that you have for them to do in this season, in this hour, that they won't make a mistake, God. Hallelujah. And they won't walk in error tonight in the name of Jesus, but walk upright with you tonight in the name of Jesus with this word. And we thank you today, and we give you praise in Jesus' name.
We give you praise.
Amen.
In Jesus.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we bless the Lord once again tonight for this time to give a word. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you long. We're going to a familiar passage of scripture. I believe everybody has read this scripture. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, since it's familiar, God has gave me something different to elaborate and to expound on what thus says the Lord today. He gave me a revelation of this word, and so I want to tell it to the people tonight, what thus says the Lord. And so we're going to unpack this tonight, amen. As Dr. Clay said, this is an interactive Bible study, so I don't mind if you want to interject or you have a comment or whatever. I'm fine with that, amen. So we're going to the book of Acts, the first chapter, verses 8. We're only dealing with one scripture tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to talk about one scripture, but I got some reference of other scriptures that we can, I will mention tonight. Amen. For the sake of time. Acts, the first chapter, verses 8. And I'm going to read that in your hearing. But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be a witness to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. And the word of God is blessed. We're just going to chime in, and we're going to talk about what the scripture is talking about tonight. Tonight I want to talk about, let me give you a brief synopsis of what I'm trying to say tonight. I want to talk about the commission that God is requiring us to do. We have a job to do in this earth, friend. Amen. The Bible says that in the book of Matthew, it talks about how occupy till I come. Amen. You know, it may sound funny to you all tonight, but I got scripture to back it up. But our goal is not just to go to heaven. Amen. Our goal is to do the will of the Lord in the earth realm. Our goal is to do the gifts and the talents that God has given us to do in the earth realm. So, because when he brought us into the earth realm, he said, be fruitful and multiply. He said, expand the earth realm. Do the work that I've given unto you. We go back to Jeremiah 1 and 5, where it talks about he put it in your mother, while you was in your mother's womb. He sanctified you. He put all the things that was needed in you while you was baking in your mother's womb. And so when you was birthed into the earth realm, those things that he put in you, you are supposed to do it in the earth realm. Fulfill the earth. Amen. And so our goal is to do the work of the Lord. Our goal is to do what he's called us to do. Amen. Everybody's talking about, I'm trying to get to heaven. I'm trying to get to heaven. But if you do the will of the Lord and do the things of the Lord, heaven is yours. So it don't have to be a goal because heaven is already yours. If you do what God has required you to do, you're going to make it to heaven. You're going to, that's going to be your home. And so we got to focus on, because people focus on, I'm trying to get to heaven. No, what about focus on doing what God has called you to do in the earth realm? Because we have a job to do, not just a secular job like go to our workplace and a marketplace. That's not just what God is calling us to do. He's calling us to do kingdom work. We have kingdom responsibilities. And so we're going to talk about this tonight at verse 8. And here we now we see that Jesus is leaving his disciples, and he's about to go on to sit on the right hand of his Father because Jesus had finished his work on earth. Amen. And so now he's about to go and sit on the right hand of his Father. And he gives his disciples some instructions. And the scripture says, he says, wait on the promise. Amen. He says, wait on the promise. And so when I looked at that as well, Jesus says, wait on the promise. When I looked at that, I was like, wow. Jesus here is promising them, right? And that lets me know that, you know, when Jesus promises something, it shall come to pass.
Yes.
Amen. He's not a man that should lie. Amen. Numbers 23 and 19. Amen. That if he said it, it shall come to pass. And here, so he promised them, he tells them, you know, I'm not leaving you empty-handed. That right there, that lets me know that, you know what, God will never leave you nor forsake you. That lets me know that God has your back. Amen. And he says to them, but you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And so when I look at this verse, power, let's unpack power. Let's unpack this word power. Power that comes from the Spirit of God. This power that Jesus is talking about is to open eyes that are blind to the unbeliever's heart. Power to raise the dead. Power to preach the word and perform miracles as testimony to the power and authority of God. Power to see your sin and repent of it. Let me stop right there. This power that you're about to receive is supposed to do all this for you. The power to see your sin and repent. When you know you messed up, this power is supposed to convict you and show that you say, Lord, forgive me of my sin.
Yes.
This power that Jesus is talking about should raise the dead. I'm talking about raise dead situations in your life. You have a dead situation in your life. This power that you're going to receive is going to cause you to raise up some dead situations in your life. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says Jesus did miracles by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so the next part tells me that it says, but you should receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. When I looked at that as well, for the power to come into your life, listen here, you need the Holy Ghost. Power and the Holy Ghost is connected together. It's a partnership. That's what I call it. Amen. It's a prerequisite. Amen. For you to receive power, you got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes. When the Holy Ghost comes, that's when you're going to receive the power.
Amen.
And here, we see here, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, power is given to you. So when I looked at this, I said, without the Holy Ghost, you don't have any power. You need the Holy Ghost to give you the power. that you need. Many times people ignore it and say something, don't even acknowledge the Holy Ghost. You know, you ever been somebody said, you know, something told me. The Holy Ghost ain't something. Amen? Holy Ghost has power. Mm-hmm. Holy Ghost is part of the Spirit of God. And so we got to be careful at times when people say that, because you're excluding the Spirit of God when you say, oh, something told me.
Mm-hmm.
We got to realize that that is the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. The Bible says power in Greek means dunamis.
Dunamis.
The Greek word for power is dunamis. Dynamite, strong, ability. So in other words, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive power. You receive ability. You receive strength to get to the next level. You receive strength to do the assignment and to accomplish what God has for you.
Yes.
Yes.
See, this power that we possess, we don't even know what we possess. Some people don't even know what type of power you got. Well, you know, sometimes we double down. We double down that power. But we got to know what we possess and what we have in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And so the Bible goes on to say that as you're receiving this Holy Ghost, and before you can receive the Holy Ghost, you must be cleansed. What I mean by that, you have to give your life to Christ.
Yes.
Because spirit ain't going to dwell in an unclean temple. The Holy Ghost is not going to indwell in an unclean temple. I say that because if you mess it inside, how are you going to listen to the Holy Ghost? How are you going to really let the Holy Ghost deal with you when you're so messy inside? You negative. You always negative. You can't see you can't hear the positive side. That's just like a person that is negative. And I come and I try to give them some positivity about something, and all they do is say, woe is me. No, negative about everything. Mean and nasty. So how can the Holy Ghost come upon you when you're messy? I got an example. It's just like when you fill up a cup, right? When you fill up a cup of water, that cup got to be clean. Because if it's not clean, it's not suitable to use. That's the just same thing like the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost is in your temple, got to want to fill you up, you got to be cleansed so that you are able to be used in this season, in this hour. You got to be cleansed so that you could be the portal, the instrument that God wants to use in the earth realm.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, in this season, God is looking for people to do his will.
Yes.
Amen. He's looking for people to do the will of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? Any questions? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. In the season, we got to be suitable. Because, listen, as you see what's going on, people need to hear the word. This pandemic has messed up a lot of people. People are in a confused state. People don't know what to do. People don't know what's the next.
Mm-hmm.
And we as believers, my God, in this season, got to be used by God to be able to minister to these people. Because some people are killing themselves. Some people are broken because a lot of their loved ones have gone. Come on here, somebody. Some people have lost their jobs, and they're going through depression. They're going through suicidal. They're going through stressness going on in their lives. And we as believers got to be there to minister to them. We got to be suitable, ready to minister to these people. I was reading something, and it said something on CNN how suicide is so at a height for our children because now they're at a place where they're doing virtual learning. And some of them are getting stuck. Some of them are not adjusting well to virtual learning. And they're just giving up. But here we come, the believers. We got to be ready. Come on, somebody, to be able to minister to those that are going through.
Yes.
Ah, glory to God. So we have to be suitable and ready. We have to be in a posture to be able to receive the Holy Ghost and the power. Because once you, like I said, once you get the Holy Ghost, you have the power.
Yes.
Any questions? Any questions? Ah, glory
to
God.
I'd like to make a comment pertaining to this power. As you was giving this powerful word, I was looking at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, and you was talking about the power through being saved, having the power through the blood of Christ, being saved by the blood of Christ. But 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us.
That's right.
Through glory and virtue, through the knowledge. And I like the fact that you express the knowledge of God. We got to know God to have his power. I would really hate to go out somewhere trying to display the power of God without knowing him. And we find that a lot in our world today. We find a lot of people who proclaim to have this power from God, but yet they do not know him and they have not received him as their Savior. But again, I just wanted to comment on that through this verse from 2 Peter.
Amen.
Right, because it's important that you give your life to Christ. When I say that you have to be cleansed, that means you got to give your life to Christ so that you could get to know who he is. And once you get to know who Jesus is, you're gonna get to know the Holy Ghost. It will be easier to operate in the Holy Spirit because you know Jesus. It will be easy for you to operate in the power. So you have to give your life to Christ. You have to get to know Jesus. And also, I want to talk about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is your governor.
Yeah.
He's your governor in your mansion. He governs your life. He gives you everything that you need. He'll even help you with your assignment. Many times, like I said, people don't lean on the Holy Ghost because they say it's something. But when you're dealing with your assignment, the Holy Ghost will give you everything that you will give you direction. It'll tell you what to do. It'll lead you and guide you. That's why he said, I won't leave you comfortless. Jesus, I got your back. Listen, I'm about to leave. I'm about to get up out of here. And I'm sending you out on assignment, and I'm not leaving you comforted, but I'm leaving somebody that's going to help you through the process. Because sometimes it's rough doing the will of the Lord. Sometimes it gets tough because the enemy is speaking in your ear gate. Because sometimes people don't receive you. But when the Holy Ghost is with you, you don't have to worry about, they don't receive you, but that's all right. The Holy Ghost will give you the strength to say that. Yeah. Amen. The Holy Ghost will give you the strength to move forward in your assignment.
Amen.
And so the Holy Ghost is your governor. He leads and guides you. He tells you your legal rights. When we have a governor, everybody has a governor in their state, and their governor gives them legal advice, give them legal rights. He laid the law down in the natural, the governor. Our governor, he lays the law down. He tells us what we need to do in the state. It's the same thing with, with the Holy Ghost. He tells us what we need to be doing in the kingdom and in the earth realm. And we have to lean more unto the Holy Ghost. And so I thank God. I thank God the Holy Ghost is my governor because it governs my life. It takes me where I need to go. If Rose wanted to go this way, the Holy Ghost said, come back this way. Because you can't go that way. Because it ain't good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any questions? Hallelujah.
It's holy.
Amen. Amen. And so the Bible goes on to say, go ahead. Somebody want to say something? Amen. And so the Bible goes on to say, when the Holy Spirit is in you, there should be the desire to repent of your sins, love others, and increase in knowledge and understanding of God. So when the Holy Ghost is in you, when it's in you, increase in knowledge and understanding God, your desire wants to know God even the more. You want to be more intimate with God. You want to seek his face even the more when the Holy Spirit is in you. The desires to do better, the desire to repent from your sins, and most of all, to love one another. Because, listen, in this season, we're dealing with racism. It's in the White House. It's in the houses. It's in our neighborhoods. But if you got the Holy Ghost, you're going to love them in spite of. You got to have that agape love. Come on here, somebody.
That's agape love.
Listen, you may not look like me. You may not like what I do, but you got to love me.
That's
Amen.
A commandment. Yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
We got to love one another. And so if the Holy Ghost is in you, you got to love. I know sometimes people get on your last nerve. People say whatever they want to say. But we got to get to that point that we begin to love one another.
Amen.
Amen. We got to come together and love one another. It has to even start in our homes. You know, I know there's a lot of issues in homes. You know, people are fighting because some of them are still sheltered in place. Can't go nowhere, and you're fighting among each other. But you got to turn that fight into love. And it starts at home, and then it could go abroad. Then you could take it out into the communities.
That's right.
You could take it out in your neighborhood. But you got to love first. You got to love your husband, your wife. You got to love your children. So if the Holy Spirit's in you, love others. You got to love others. And increase knowledge and understanding. Let me just talk about, because I'm just teaching tonight. Amen. Increase in knowledge and understanding of God. Getting in God's word. Increase your knowledge.
You gotta do.
Sometimes you gotta get some books dealing with the Bible.
Yeah.
Listen, I have a lot of Bibles. I buy a Bible mostly like maybe every year. and to know every new revelation of the word, You know, sometimes I want to know what, you know, the other, if I buy another Bible, I want to know what they're saying about that Bible, about the Word. And so it increases my knowledge. I look outside of King James Version to see what the Scriptures is saying, to see what the kingdom is about. I'm increasing my knowledge. You can't wait on the pastor to teach you. That's why these little Bible studies and these little things that that we're doing, that help, that increase knowledge. So we got to get away from getting on social media, on the telephone. Get in the Word to increase your knowledge so that you can know what thus says the Lord and that you can know what your assignment is in this season, in this hour. So you won't have the excuse to say, well, I don't know my assignment. Get in the Word. Let the Word tell you. Glory to God. So we got to increase our knowledge and understanding of God's Word. Seek God.
Yes.
Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom and his righteousness. Seek the things of God. You know, the way you seek God is start to think about what he thinks about it. Like, God, what you think about this? What's on your mind? What's on your mind and your thought process, God? I want to know what you're thinking. Understanding him. Getting to know him. That means we've got to fast and pray. Glory to God. Spend time with him. I told y'all last month, I think it was 2 hours and 40 minutes. That's what God's requiring us. That's 10% of our time. 2 hours and 40 minutes of our day, we can get to know God. Glory to God. I'm saying this because in this season, listen, we in the evil times. We in the times that we need to get it together. We in this time that we need to really beseech the Lord and to get to know God's word.
Yes.
There's no more playing. There's no more playing time. It's time to get for real about God and get to know what's in the kingdom for your life. Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So understanding God, and when the Holy Spirit is in you, I'm going to recap it. When the Holy Spirit is in you, there should be a desire to repent of sin, love others, and increase knowledge and understanding of God.
Yes.
And then once it's upon you, once the Holy Ghost is upon you, speaking in tongues and exalting God. So, once the Holy Ghost is upon you, you speaking in tongues, you begin to exalt God. You begin to give God praise. You begin to acknowledge who he is in your life. The Bible says you also begin to prophesy once the Holy Spirit is upon you. You can find it in Acts 2:18. Let's go there right quick. It says, 2:18. And all my men servants and all my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. The spirit is the Holy Ghost. He said, I'm pour out my spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. And once you receive the Holy Ghost and it comes upon you, you shall prophesy. You shall be the mouthpiece of God. You shall be the portal to be used in this season, in this hour. You ought to want to tell the good news to somebody else. And what thus says the Lord. He's already telling you what will happen once you receive the Holy Ghost. And once it comes upon you, this is what's going to happen. I know I'm teaching right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then it says profound repentance. Once the Holy Ghost has been come upon you, there's a profound repentance. You can find it in Acts 11, 15, and 18. Let's go there too. Amen. Acts 11, 15 to 18. I'll read it real quick. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them and as upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. If therefore God gives them the same gift as he gives us when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they became silent and they glorified God, saying, then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance of life. Hallelujah. So profound repentance comes. Amen. There's a heart of you to want to repent because you want to do right by God. See, because the Holy Ghost will convict you, y'all. Amen. Because he'll convict you and tell you, listen, you're wrong. So you better repent. You know, you was mean to that young lady. You need to say sorry to her. That's what the Holy Ghost would do.
Amen. Yes.
It will convict you.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
It'll tell you, hey, listen, you was mean. You said some nasty words to somebody.
Okay.
You need to go and ask for forgiveness, and you need to say, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
If you got
Amen.
The Holy Ghost,
Amen.
That's what the Holy Ghost is going to make you do. It's going to give you. It's going to give you accountability.
Yes, it will. Yes, yes.
It will give you, I say it again, it will give you accountability and a responsibility
Amen.
To do that if you got the Holy Ghost.
If you got the Holy Ghost, that's right, that's right. Yeah.
It's going to make you do right.
It's
you don't
want
to do right.
Hallelujah.
I brought back a memory.
It'll make you do right. Yes.
But you don't want to do right. It's going to make you do right.
It will. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let me tell you what you need to do in this season, in this hour. And so Acts 11, 15, and 18. Amen.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost, like I said earlier, is the governor in your mansion.
Yes.
The governor will cover you. Like our governor in the state of Georgia, he covers us.
Yes.
With certain things. He covers us. And the Holy Ghost will cover you. It will protect you.
Yes,
it will.
Will
guide
yes,
you.
It will.
It will lead
yes.
you to all truth.
Mm,
that's
amen.
Why I love the Holy Ghost.
Amen. That's
and I
right.
thank God and I thank Jesus. Thank God and I thank Jesus for
mm-hmm.
leaving him, bringing him to us. Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. And so we thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Ooh,
any
amen.
Questions before I go to the next
mm-hmm.
part?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
That just makes a little just a little comment. I remember when I was when I was begging my mother to go to church. I was a young child. And I was begging her, and I think I had mentioned it before at another Bible study or on or something where I was in the church and I was trying to understand everything. Once I finally got to the church, I was going to make sure I let my mother know I was listening and everything. And when the pastor said, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and
mm-hmm.
I said, I knew Father was God. I knew Son was Jesus. And I'm looking around. I said, well, who the Holy Spirit is?
mm-hmm.
So I just, mm-hmm. I was, you know, As a child, you just want to know who the Holy Spirit is.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And so all through the years, I was looking for that Holy Spirit. I was looking for that Holy Spirit in the Word with different nationalities. I'm telling you, I went to a Spanish church, didn't understand a word they were saying, but I knew hallelujah. Amen. Okay. So, and I went to a Chinese church, and they were talking about people speaking in tongues. I went to the Chinese church.
Yeah.
I said, well, is this the tongues you're talking about? These different languages, Lord? And so I was like, okay. But I knew hallelujah and amen. It came out the same. So I said, well, listening to the teaching today, I'm like saying, okay. And teaching that you had did the other day too, when the Bible study that we were doing. And I said, she's speaking of the Holy Spirit again. I said, you know what? I'm kind of glad I know that Holy Spirit.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
I got to know him down through the years. I got to know him in all kinds of languages. But in the end, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank
in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. You know, I want to make a comment on the Holy Spirit will make you do right. You know, when you done messed up, you know you done messed up, you done said the wrong thing, but there's a conviction that takes place.
Yes.
And after a while, it will trouble you where you have to go to that individual and say, you know, I'm sorry. I have done it many times, and when I've messed up in the Holy Spirit. And, you know, sometimes even in direction, there's sometimes when I'm in my car and I want to go a certain way, and the Holy Spirit says, no, don't go that way, go this way.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went the way I wanted to go, I always messed up. But I've learned when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you listen. And he'll always lead you right, always. I just got here for a few minutes ago, and I've enjoyed what I've heard thus far. Praise God. Amen.
Bless the Lord, my God. Amen, amen. Bless the Lord. And then is the last part, because I know we got to end this. Amen. This is good here. This is the part I wanted to really dive into, is to be a witness of Jesus. Not your witness, not your own witness, but witness of Jesus. You know,
amen.
Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about what he has done for you. Amen. In this season, it's not about you. It's about him. It's about giving him glory and honor. And sometimes we take it and we say, oh, it's about me and this and that. But no, not in this season and not in this scripture. Jesus was telling his disciples, be a witness of me. The things that you experienced with me, the things I have taught you, you got to go out and tell it to the people.
That's right.
Well, you got to go outside the box, hallelujah, and begin to tell people about Jesus. You are the best witnesser anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to witness through your testimonies. Amen.
Yes.
You got to tell your testimonies. I told my people on I think it was last month on Sunday night, the Lord said in this season, tell your testimony. Amen.
Tell
what God has done to you. Because at one point, because I have a testimony, and at one point I was like, no, I don't want to tell nobody this because I'm embarrassed and this is messed up and all this stuff happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But one day the Holy Ghost said, no, tell it. And I began to tell it, and the women began to feel like, oh, my God, if he did it for you, I know he could do it for me.
Amen.
So
that's right. That's right.
Testimony. I felt good about it because somebody was blessed. Somebody was healed. Somebody was delivered. Somebody was set free.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So in this season, in this hour, we got to tell what Jesus has said and have done in
your life.
Testify of his goodness. Hallelujah. He said in his word, he said, tell it in Jerusalem. Jerusalem means your family, where you live, your environment.
Yes.
Your family needs to hear this. Your sisters and brothers need to hear this. Your neighborhood needs to hear this. Your community needs to hear what God has done.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And your environment needs to know that God is a good God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
it is.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
The disciples to witness to the Jews and the Samaritans, meaning that you got to go across the aisle. People that don't look like you, mixed races.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
You got
to
go and tell it. Amen.
Go and tell it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You
got to
tell it.
In the same zip code you live in, you still got to go tell it. You got to go
hard. Yeah.
And go across the aisle. Sometimes people don't want to go and do, you know, tell testimonies to a white person or a black or a Spanish person or a Chinese person. It doesn't matter. They still God's children.
No, it doesn't.
Children.
No.
They
right.
still part of the kingdom. And so we got to open up our mouths and begin to allow the Holy Ghost and the power, because they come together and do the will of the Lord. And then the last part, it says, tell the whole human race about gospel of Jesus Christ. It's time to go out and reach the masses of people. And he's commissioned his disciples to do this. And guess what? I gave you help, which is the Holy Ghost.
Yes, he did. Yes,
to help you. He won't leave you. And if he gave you an assignment, come on in, somebody, and he tell you to do it, he put it all together for you.
Oh, my.
Strategically plans it for you. All you got to do is execute it. All you got to do is go. And he's right there with you. Listen, I'm going to tell this and I'm going to go. When I opened up my daycare center when I was in Beaufort, South Carolina, I didn't know nobody. I was out of my comfort zone, and the Holy Ghost said, do it. And I was a little fearful because no family. I didn't know nobody. And I was like, Lord, I don't know. But the Lord began to work with me and say, yes, if I said it, I got your back.
He does.
I don't have the money. I don't have the finances. But God blessed me with somebody that gave me the finances.
Yes.
I didn't have to fund the whole. He fund my project. I had the money.
He will. He
all
will.
Of the equipment inside the daycare. I had all of the stuff outside, like the swings and the slides. I didn't have to do nothing. All I had to do was walk in it.
Walk
he did
in it. Amen.
God would do what? If God said it, I'm telling you. He gonna work it, and God would fund your project if you tell him, if you ask him. He'll fund your project.
If he said it,
it is so. And if he said it, it came from heaven, so it got to be manifested.
Oh my! Yes, it did.
Because if he gave it to you in the spirit, it came from heaven. I'm gonna say it again. It came from heaven, and it has to be manifested in the earth. Hallelujah.
Heaven
has to come down to earth.
Heaven. Oh, my. That's good.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that's it. In the model prayer. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass. So whatever that you're thinking to do, and God has spoken it, and you just got to move. You got to move in this season, in this hour.
God.
You
got to
go out into
out.
The deep. Step out. Because the Holy Ghost and the power is with you. You're not alone. Thank you, Jesus. You're not alone in this season, in this hour.
God has
commissioned some of you to do the will of the Lord. He's commissioned you to step out. Hallelujah. Step out today in the name of Jesus. Step out.
Hallelujah.
Outreach is in some of you that's on this line. Step out. Don't worry about it. Step out. People are doing outreach in the pandemic.
Thank you, Jesus.
I did it with my youth department. We went out in the pandemic. We had our masks and our gloves, and we gave out to families and different people that were living in the street. And they were happy about it.
Yes.
See, in the season, you cannot stop doing the will of the Lord because of pandemic. You can't let Corona stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Corona
all right
has
now.
No power.
You amen.
Have the power.
Give
the
amen.
Power. Corona don't have the authority. You got
That's
the authority.
Right.
So we have to stop letting Corona stop you from doing what the Lord has called you, commissioned to do. And that's what I come to tell you tonight. Go.
Step out.
Go. Yeah. Do what God has commissioned you to do in this season, in this hour, because you got the Holy Ghost and power working with you. And so when you got that, you have the ability to do whatever God has called you to do.
Amen.
And the confidence.
Amen.
Be bold in this season. It's
Be
so
bold.
Much stuff in this one verse, hallelujah, that I could unpack, but, you know, we don't got a lot of time, but it's just so much in that.
Amen.
And I just encourage y'all today that y'all just move forward in God. Come on, let's begin to do kingdom. Let's do kingdom
Amen.
Business.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's begin to work the kingdom.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Tear down
yes.
Satan's kingdom. And let's build up God's kingdom and his people.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Bless the
Amen.
Lord. I know you're over time,
yes.
Dr. Clay. Ah,
Amen.
Sorry about
Amen.
That.
My God.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is working. I do not believe in
Amen.
Quenching it.
That's
I
right.
Do not
That's
believe
right.
It.
There you
I
go.
Let it go.
That's go. Right.
People won't talk about me anymore.
Have the
so
way.
I let it go. I let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
Go.
Let it go.
You.
Let
okay.
it go. Step out.
Yeah. Are there any quick two-minute comments that anyone would like to make at this time? I'd just like to acknowledge everyone that's online. Anyone online?
My God.
Any comments? I really enjoyed the word. Very educational. And it relates to all of us.
Yes.
But anyway, we spoke of drinking from a dirty cup, you know, fresh water. But that that fresh water being placed in a dirty cup, you place yourself at risk for the disease because it's unclean. Our temple should be clean. There's no place for the Holy Spirit to be able to enter if it's dirty. And that's spreading the gospel. We have to reach and love everybody. And when we spread the gospel, we do that by not just by word, but also by action.
Yes.
We have to love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen. When I learned about the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I was always that child that would bump at the furniture and look at the furniture and see if it was okay. So I always treated people right. Okay. So it made it easy for me to get into the word on treating people right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thanking God for that because he blessed me with that talent.
Amen.
That's all.
Thank you, Jesus. I just want to comment on her when she was saying about stepping out. It reminded me, I was out today, and I had to do something for the ministry. And I talked to a young lady, and she was telling me about her business and how she was anxious. But, you know, what the conviction came in was I didn't seize the opportunity to witness to her. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I had the opportunity, but I do have her number. We will talk. And the Holy Spirit said, next time you talk to her, you don't know whether she's saved, where she stands, or what, but you have got to witness to her and tell your testimony and invite her to Christ. Because, and I was so convicted driving home. And I said, Lord, forgive me. You talked about repenting. I had to repent. I said, Lord, I'm sorry, because I could have, instead of talking to her about the things we did talk about, I should have been talking to her about salvation.
So I this message was really, really, I really enjoyed the few minutes that I have been here. But you have taught me, you need to learn something, and I've learned something. I already knew, but you just, what you did is reconfirm what I already know. So God bless you, woman of God. I truly, you know, God needed, he sends you where you need to go. At the last minute, the Holy Spirit, I was doing something, getting ready for tomorrow, and the Holy Spirit said, you know what, you need to get on that line. And I was blessed, and you blessed me. I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. God bless you. Thank you for what I've heard. God bless you.
I thank the Holy Spirit for speaking to you, coming in to be a part of it, my Mother Gloria. Thank you so much. As we come to a close, I'm hoping that I gave everybody an opportunity to share. We don't want to leave anyone out. Amen? Anyone out. I know that we're over, but you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Any other comments before we come to a close? Amen. Amen. One of the coming to on my comments, Pastor Dixon, I thank you so much for a timely word. You know, so often,
yes,
every time you come on, you have a timely word, and you always feed us with what we need at the time.
Amen.
So thank you so much. One of the things I would like to highlight is that you made a comment in terms of knowledge. You know, and when I think of knowledge, I go back in terms of Proverbs 4:7, and it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, wisdom, and once you get wisdom, with all thy wisdom, get understanding.
Get understanding.
And that is so that when we know the Lord, we spend time in the Lord, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, gives us the wisdom to be able to know who to commune with so that we stay in line. So that is, you know, that's so important. You know, you were saying that, you know, there are those who are out there who are proclaiming the word but don't know God, don't understand what God is doing. You know, they're moving and not even allowing the Holy Spirit, you know, to guide them. So that is so true. And I thank you for, you know, for sharing that with the body of Christ. We thank you so much, you know, everyone that come on. We appreciate you so much when you take time out to come and share. You know, I call it, you know, just to sit around the table and feed on the Word of God.
Yes,
you know?
I just pray.
I know that I've sat down and like one of the brothers say, it is good. I enjoyed the food this evening. I mean, I ate. I'm ready. So I thank you so much. I pray, you know, that you will come back and share some food with us again. Amen. Next week.
Amen.
You know, may God bless you.
God
love you.
Amen. Love you. God bless.
Amen. Love you too.
It's so hard to understand. the dawn.